Great Plains Athletic Conference football is on the air as the Dort College Defenders and Doan Tigers will be getting set for their kickoff at 1 o'clock this afternoon. From Crete, Nebraska, John Slagers will have the play-by-play beginning at 1 o'clock. Let's start off with our look at the Great Plains Athletic Conference report for this weekend and the football preview. Here is Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, November 2, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. Let's begin today with a look back at last week's GPAC football scoreboard. It was Northwestern defeating Dort in Sioux Center 48-10. Top-ranked Morningside at home over Briar Cliff 67-0. Doan upsets Concordia on the road 28-7. And Dakota Wesleyan a winner at Midland 20-17. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings were both off last week in GPAC football. The Hoff Mid-America Sports Football Players of the Week are as follows. Kyle Shuck, wide receiver from Morningside, takes the offensive honor. 162 yards receiving in the win against Briar Cliff. 4 touchdown catches. He's now the career touchdown leader at Morningside with 39 in his career. Garrett Borcher, at linebacker from Doan, takes the Defensive Player of the Week honor. He had 10 total tackles, 5 solo on the afternoon, as Doan pulled the upset against Concordia on the road. His teammate, Justin Malik, is the Special Teams Performer of the Week with a big punt block, with the score tied at 7 late in the first quarter. That set up Doan's go-ahead touchdown, which ended up being the game winner, also added a pair of tackles on the day. So that's a look back at last week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after the break, we'll preview this week's games across the league. We'll also take a look at the latest NAIA Top 10. The GPAC Football Saturday Report will continue right after this quick timeout.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
As we flip the calendar over to the month of November, 3 weeks remain in the GPAC football season, and there is a lot on the line in these final three games. 5 teams sit at 4-2 in conference play, all behind number one ranked and undefeated Morningside College. So there's important games around the league today and over the next 2 weeks as these conference standings shake out for 2013. Let's go to the schedule. 4 afternoon, 1 o'clock conference games this week, and then 1 7 o'clock game. Hastings will be at number 21 Northwestern in Orange City for a 1 o'clock kickoff. Doan to host Dort at 1 o'clock in Crete. Dakota Wesleyan will host Nebraska Wesleyan in Mitchell. Nebraska Wesleyan is receiving votes. 1 o'clock kick at Joe Quinville Stadium. Top-ranked and undefeated Morningside heads to 25th-ranked Concordia. 1 o'clock game in this one. Concordia coming off back-to-back losses, and that should be a big game at Bulldog Stadium in Seward, Nebraska. And then at the Dakota Dome, 7 o'clock on Saturday night in Vermilion, Briar Cliff will host Midland and the Warriors. So everybody is in action this week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's go then to the updated NAIA Top 10. We are getting down to the stretch run of the season. Morningside again holds down that number one spot in the country for the 8th week in a row. It is the University of the Cumberlands at number 2. Grandview is ranked 3. Benedictine 4. Carroll College is now ranked 5th. Baker ranked 6th. Tabor 7. Rocky Mountain is 8. Peru State out of Nebraska ranked 9th. The University of St. Francis is ranked 10th. From the GPAC, Northwestern number 21, Concordia 25th, with Nebraska Wesleyan receiving votes in the latest NAIA football poll. Again, 3 weeks remain, including today, before the first round of the NAIA Football Championship Series later this month. This has been your GPAC Football Saturday Report for this Saturday, November 2. I'm Corey Westra.
Let's take a closer look then at the opponents for today's contest. Let's begin with the Doan Tigers. They're 4-3 overall, 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Their conference losses are to Nebraska Wesleyan and Dakota Wesleyan. Those came in successive games on October the 5th and October the 12th. Doan has run for a little over 1,600 yards this season, which works out to a 233 yards per game average, while limiting teams to a 105 yards per game average on the ground. The Tigers don't pass as much as they have in seasons past, as they get 125 yards per game in the air, but opponents are throwing for 218 yards against them. Kenneth Boggs leads the ground attack with 484 yards and two touchdowns and averages 5.1 yards per carry. Clayton Moore has 345 yards and has three scores and a 6.3 yards per carry average. Nate Myers averaging 5.3 yards per carry and has a team-high four rushing touchdowns with 313 yards on the ground. Phil Hamburger is 48 of 94 in the air for 667 yards and six touchdown tosses. Phil Thramer is 18 of 58, passing for 169 yards, and he has three touchdown passes. Nolan Kawada has 16 receptions to lead the Tigers and has a 12.7 yards per catch average, while Mitch Marvin has eight catches for a 19.5 yards per catch average with three touchdowns. Cam Lenhart has 31 solo and 27 assisted stops with two interceptions and two sacks. Rob Keeney has 28 solo and 23 assisted stops for the Tiger defense. He also has an interception, and Jeremy Wallace has been a handful on the defensive line. 34 solo, 16 assisted stops, 8 sacks, and 9.5 tackles for loss. On special teams, Josh Boggs has 21 punt returns for an 8.7 yards per return average. Ken Boggs has 7 kick returns for a 17.4 yards per punt average. Adonis Hulbert also has a 17.5 per return average on four kickoffs. Jordan Pedersen is 26 of 28 on point after tries and is 8 of 12 on field goals with a long of 48. Brett Iyer handles the punting and has 39 yards per punt average with 41 punts so far this season through seven games. Dort College is 2-6 overall, 0-6 in the GPAC. They have three games remaining. The defenders average just under 200 yards per contest. On the ground, they allow 190 yards. The defenders surrender 231 yards in the air while gaining an average of 77 yards themselves through the air. Dort's leading ground gainer is Leonard Manuel with 384 yards on 90 carries for a 4.3 yards per carry average. Manuel has rushed for four touchdowns. Daniel Fennig has 314 yards on the ground and a 6.8 yards per carry average. He has scored two touchdowns. Aaron Francis also has 262 yards on 48 carries and has a 5.5 yards per carry average. Zach Barker started the October 26th game with Northwestern at quarterback. He's slated to start again today. 14 of 27 in the air is Barker this season for 167 yards. Sam Verhulst has 20 catches for 346 yards. He has three scores, and Daryl Van Grau has 13 catches for 188 yards and two scores. Seth Vandervoort has made 45 solo tackles for the defenders, has 37 assisted stops at linebacker. He also has seven tackles for loss. Jake Atkinson has 44 solo stops. Cole McLean, 37 solo and 17 assists. Mike Applegate has a team-high three sacks. The senior defensive end also has 7.5 tackles for loss. Cam Petrie and Atkinson each have two interceptions. Four other players have one interception apiece for the Dort College defense. Daniel Fennig has five punt returns for Dort College with a 12.0 per return average. He also has 11 kick returns for 14 yards per return. Trey Pickney has 13 kick returns, 15.7 yards per kick return. We finally saw him back in action last week after sitting out several games with an injury. Heath Bonisrow handles the punting. He's averaging just a shade under 40 yards per punt. He's punted 50 times in eight games. Barry Dykstra is 2 of 6 on field goals with a long of 49. He hit one field goal last week. He's 16 of 17 on point after attempts. Today's broadcast of Dort College Football on KDCR is made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elwood, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. In their most recent competitions, Doan beat Concordia 28-7. They used a pair of second-quarter touchdowns to take control of the game. They led 21-7 at halftime. Doan had 300 yards of offense to 234 for Concordia. The Tigers ran for nearly 260 yards and limited Concordia to 88 yards on the ground. That's probably the biggest change we have seen from Doan College this season, the fact that they are more willing to run the ball than in seasons past. They were a spread team not that long ago where they really threw the ball and got it to the outside. This season, it looks like a change in game plans. Doan College lost a 48-10 decision to Northwestern Saturday after getting to within 14-10 early in the second quarter. Northwestern scored a pair of touchdowns late in the first half to lead 28-10, and they rolled from there. Barker was 10 of 18 passing for 148 yards. Lennard Manuel ran for 37 yards on the ground. Van Grau had 5 catches for 84 yards. Verhulst had 4 catches for 53 yards. These two teams have met 5 times. Doan won last year's game 55-6. Doan College was up 6-3 after the first quarter, with Trey Pickney scoring on a 14-yard run near the midpoint of that first quarter. Pickney ended up running for 76 yards as Doan College gained 130 yards on the ground. Doan threw for 309 yards and ran for 225 in the win. Kawada had 4 catches and 35 yards. Taking a look at the national poll, Morningside continues as the number one team in the country. Northwestern and Concordia are 23 and 25 respectively. Nebraska Wesleyan is receiving votes in the poll. 6 of the 11 teams in the GPAC have received votes in at least one poll this season. The season continues to wind down. Doan College has 2 road games. They have this game with Doan. They have a road game with Hastings next week. And they wrap up the regular season at home on November the 16th against a Dakota Wesleyan team that is currently 4-2 overall in the GPAC and 5-3. Overall, we'll be visiting with Coach Greg Youngblood in just a moment. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Defender Gold Club, take your support of Doan College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. The Doan College Defenders get set for the Doan College Tigers Great Plains Athletic Conference football this afternoon. Coach Greg Youngblood joins us for his pregame thoughts and comments. And, Coach, let's talk about last week, first of all, playing Northwestern. And for really the better part of the first half, very good ball game. You guys gave up some big plays early, but then defense responded and the offense moved the ball. And for a half, your team performed very well.
Yeah, there were a lot of positives from that first half. And, yeah, I like the way our guys responded. Like you said, we got down 14-0 quickly, and it would have been easy to kind of say, well, you know, we didn't get this one done, and it's going to be a long day. And our guys didn't do that. They fought back, and yeah, we had a chance to take the lead there if we convert on a couple red zone opportunities. You know, then they get a couple late in the half, which then, you know, got some distance there that made it tough. But yeah, I like the way guys fought and did some good things. We got to build off those positives.
What allowed you to have that success in the first half, especially?
Well, I think you know, offensively, we were able to convert. You know, they were giving us some things in the throwing game, and Zach Barker did a good job of getting the ball to some open receivers. So that sparked us, and then, you know, we had some success a little bit running the ball here and there too. So mix that in, we ended up pretty balanced in the day. Run and pass, but I think those, you know, the ability to do both did spark us and kind of kept them off balance a little bit, did some things maybe they weren't expecting us to do. So that was a big part. You know, defensively, you know, after kind of the first shock of the, you know, the initial speed of the game and kind of what they were going to do, I think our guys settled in a little bit and forced some three and outs, forced a turnover there, kind of got their feet under them and, you know, prevented the big play, which has always been a key for us. You know, until the end of the half again, that's when it got us again. So those are the things we did well, I think, that kept us in the game and were helping us give a chance to win early.
Kyle Skolten Offensive Player of the Week, and he was one of the first games where he's been able to go start to finish for your team on the offensive line. He helped solidify your offensive line, it seems.
Yeah, no question. His senior leadership and abilities are huge, and you know he's battled that knee injury all year long, and you're right, he's finally getting to the point where he can really go on it for four quarters, and it showed. He did a real nice job and made some big blocks for us. So we're glad that he's healthy and can finish out this season, you know, his last year.
John Gardner, defensive end, he's another one of those guys where it seems like if we could just get him healthy for a full season, we'd like to be able to see what he can do. But he played through it again this past week and had an impact at the defensive end.
Yeah, he brought a lot of energy, was really fighting start to finish, and really had a big game from that standpoint. Had a forced fumble, had a sack, had multiple tackles that were in big key situations. Just played steady the whole game. Actually, kind of re-injured himself late in the game when he could have been out there, but wanted to finish, and so we let him finish and tweaked some things again. So he'll be working to get eligible for today for the game on this Saturday. But did a great job and continues to do great things. Like you said, when he's healthy, there's not many people that know how to block him. And so we just hope we can get him healthy for the last 3 weeks.
On the special teams, Chris Sodsma, what goes into making that decision to have Chris Sodsma be the special team player of the week?
Yeah, Chris just goes hard, and he plays physical. He's on all our special teams. You know, he's a backup wide receiver, and just makes the most of opportunities. He had multiple tackles covering down, does a great job blocking, just his assignment sound. He's just one of those guys that you love to have because he really takes pride in special teams and realizes that's where he can help the team right now. Even, although he's not a starter, he knows that he's got a big impact. And he plays that way just about week in and week out. He's definitely our kind of one of our main special teams warriors.
Doan College, the opponent today, and this is a team that years past, they put up numbers where they were throwing the ball and getting 300, 400 yards of offense. This year looks like they've flipped it a little bit, averaging a little over around 250 yards per game offensively on the ground and not as much in the air. What do you see in Doan?
Yeah, they're very solid. They've got good running backs. You know, none of them are unbelievable. That will impress you like certain backs in our league will as far as their overall abilities, but all of them are very solid. You know, they make good cuts, good decisions, run hard, and they do a great job with their scheme, with their offensive line, running the ball, and they've had some injuries at quarterback, which has been part of that as well. I think their starter's been out a little bit and haven't been able to throw as much, but they've really adapted well. So they're definitely a team that is solid and is a tough opponent to stop.
What you made some changes on your offense last week in terms of a different starting quarterback. What did you think of what you saw last week with your offense as a whole?
You know, I thought Zach came in and did a good job. He, like we said before, he threw the ball well. When there were open receivers, he got it to him. Did some good things in the option game. Definitely areas to improve in his reads and things like that, which we're confident he will as a freshman. But we felt like he gave us a spark and gave us some confidence that, you know, we can throw it a little bit more too. So we'll stay with him this week. Like we talked about with Kyle Skolten, our line has solidified a little bit more. Trey Pickney was back, not yet 100%, but able to play. So there's some pieces coming together that we really feel like, you know, if we can just really get over the hump there and execute a little bit better, both running and throwing the ball, we can really, you know, have our breakout game that we need to have. So we're excited for that, knowing that it's a great defense again. Not real big defense, but very athletic, runs the ball well. A lot of linebacker type bodies out there. So that's poses a challenge, but we feel like we can do some good things if we can just stay disciplined.
That's Coach Gray Youngblood talking about his team and their performance last week against Northwestern, along with looking ahead at today's contest with the Doan College Tigers. We're moments away from the kickoff of today's football game. John Sluggers will be in for the call of today's contest. He'll also have the call of the Doan versus Dort College volleyball match scheduled to begin this afternoon at 5:30. Other Dort College action this weekend. The Dort College basketball teams are in North Dakota as they face the Jamestown Jimmies. That's a 3 o'clock start time for the women and a 5 o'clock start time for the men. Dort College soccer in action. Women will be starting at 1 o'clock shortly as they face Nebraska Wesleyan. That'll be followed at about 3:15 by the men's contest. It's also senior day on the pitch at Dort College. Dort Blades hockey in action this afternoon as well. They take on Wisconsin Platteville. That's a 4:15 faceoff at the Vernon Arena at the All-Season Center in Sioux Center. A busy day of Dort College athletics. I think we've got it all covered. We'll be sending it out to Crete, Nebraska. Play-by-play action, kickoff in 2 minutes.
Afternoon from Al Papik Field on the campus of Dort College, or Doan College in Crete, Nebraska. It's the Dort Defenders versus the Doan Tigers here from Crete. Doubleheader for you today. We'll have the football game this afternoon, and later today at 5:30 we'll have the Dort-Doan volleyball match just down the sidewalk here at their gymnasium on the Doan campus. The captains are out at midfield as we recreate the coin toss here. Let you know who's receiving, who's kicking off as we get our contest underway. Beautiful afternoon here in Crete, Nebraska. Winds are expected to stay below 10 miles an hour out of the south, and temperature is expected in the mid to upper 50s, so it should be a beautiful day for football today. The defenders come in off a loss to Northwestern, and Doan is coming off a win over Concordia. Looks like Dort has won the toss. They have decided to defer their choice to the second half. So Doan will be receiving, and the defenders will be defending the south goal as we get underway here. North-south orientation to this football field here in Crete, Nebraska. The defenders are getting ready on special teams to receive the kick from the Tigers. The Doan Tigers are 4-3 overall. They are 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And really, this is a pivotal week, at least so far as the conference race is concerned, for a number of teams as we begin play today in the GPAC. Morningside is 6-0, but there are five teams with 4-2 records, including Doan, Nebraska Wesleyan, Dakota Wesleyan, Northwestern, and Concordia. Besides this game this afternoon, kicking off at 1 o'clock, will be Hastings at Northwestern, Nebraska Wesleyan at Dakota Wesleyan, and Morningside at Concordia. Tonight, it'll be Midland at Briarcliff. Of course, Briarcliff is playing their home games this year at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. So the defenders are getting ready to kick off. Kevin Giese will be lining it up at the 35-yard line. Deep to receive for the Tigers will be Josh Boggs, who's one of their leading rushers on offense. Also back there is Andrew Vinton. Dort will be working south to north in this football field as they'll be playing with the wind, and it's a fairly negligible wind today. DC lines it up, and we are set to go with football in the GPAC Conference, Dort versus Doan. Easy left-foot kicker, taken to the 10-yard line by Josh Boggs. He comes toward midfield, works to the left side out to the 25-30, and he'll be slung down there, making the tackle for the defenders, number 25, Jake Atkinson. And that is where the Doan Tigers will get started here, first down and 10. The football will be marked at the 30-yard line. Let's take a look at the offense for the Doan Tigers. The quarterback will be Phil Tamer. Tamer, through most of the season, was splitting the quarterback job with Phil Hamburger. Hamburger was injured a couple of weeks ago, and Tamer now has the second consecutive start for the Tigers. And the lone setback will be Clayton Moore, and his slot receivers John Tatum and Nolan Kawada. Gives up the middle to Moore. He gets out to the 39-yard line where he's tripped up, so a gain of 4 on the play. Tigers wearing black with white numbers, orange trim, the defenders, black pants, white shirts, dark helmets, and gray numbers today. Second down 6 for Doan at the 39-yard line. Tramer takes the snap. option, carries up the middle. Big hole. He's out to the 40, 42-yard line where he's tripped up there on the play for the defenders was number 36, J.T. Teixeira. And that is good for a Doan first down out to the 42-yard line. So gained that time of 7 yards by Tamer on the keeper as he ran the option. And the Tigers have it first down and 10. Take a look at the Dort defensive lineup here in just a moment. Tamer is going to take a short drop. Throws out of the backfield. Catching the ball, carrying into Dort territory. Inside the 45-yard line for the Tigers is Alex Dose. The Tigers offensively move a lot of people in and around. They've got the ball down to the 44-yard line of the defenders as Dose is hit out of bounds. Second first down of this possession for the Tigers. As Tamer calls signals, takes the shotgun snap, goes right, pass incomplete, and headed sideline for Nolan Kawata, but the pass is incomplete. Defensive unit for Dort College up front, Jonathan Gardner, Curtis Emery, Brooke Dominguez, Brock Dominguez, and Micah Applegate. The three linebackers, Matt Albert, Seth Vandevoort, and Lanoy Harris. The defensive backs, Chris McDaniel and Cameron Petrie. The safeties, Cole McLean and Jake Atkinson. I'll give you that offensive lineup here for Doan in just a moment. Operating out of the shotgun here, two backs either side of Tamer on second down and 10 at the Dort 44-yard line. The give is up the middle. Big hole inside the 35, 30, tackled down to the 30-yard line is Andrew Vinton of the Tigers. And another Doan first down. So Doan has been attacking the middle of that Dort defense, and they've had some big holes on this drive. Opening possession for Doan as they are down to the 30-yard line of the defenders. Doan will send three receivers left now in this offensive set. The lone setback to the left, quarterback Tamer on first down and 10. Tamer's going to give straight ahead. This is Alex Dose. He heads sideline, knocked out of bounds at the 17-yard line. That should be another Tiger first down. So Doan, for the most part, is just running right at the defenders. And again, as Mike mentioned in the pregame show, this is a team that has gone more to the run in the last few ball games. They rolled up over 250 yards on the ground in their win over Concordia last week. This time, two receivers left, one to the right, lone setback for Tamer on first down at the Dort 17-yard line. Shotgun snap, Tamer's pass complete out to a wing, tackled at the 12-yard line. Making the reception for the Tigers, for 48, John Tatum. That's a gain of six. It'll be second down and 4 at the Dort 12. Same formation this time. Two receivers left, one to the right. Pistol formation in the backfield. Here comes Tamer on the option. He's got a hole off the left side inside the 10. Tackle down to the 5-yard line. Taking the play for the defenders, 41, Sean Quinlan. But that's another Doan first down. First down and goal for the Tigers there at the Dort 5-yard line. This time, two men in the backfield for the Tigers. Alex Dose, and also back there is Nate Meyer. Lined up other side of the quarterback, Tamer. Tamer takes the snap, looks sideline, he's throw a screen pass, but it's batted down in the backfield. Nice play there defensively by number 96, the defenders. That's number 95, excuse me, Jason Gosling making the play. But the pass batted down. It'll be second down for Doan at the defender 5-yard line. Dose the lone sack back. Now two receivers split out to the right side on second and goal. Dose lined up deep behind Tamer. He takes the snap. Tamer keeps the football, and he is tackled. Is he in the end zone? No, he's short of the end zone, knocked down inside the one-yard line. So Tamer keeping the football. Again, got a hole off the right tackle and almost got into the end zone, but tripped up inside the one. Third down and goal. Now Doan's going to line up in a power set here. High formation. Tamer will be under center on third down and goal. Option right to give to Dose, and Alex Dose into the end zone as Doan gets on the scoreboard with their first touchdown of the afternoon. Comes with 10 minutes, 43 seconds left to play in the first quarter. This drive starting back at the 30-yard line. 70-yard drive. Capped by that one-yard run by Alex Dose. Now the Tigers lining up for the extra point try here. Jordan Pedersen takes a swing of the ball, kicks it through the uprights, good for the PAT. So the Tigers, on their first possession, go 70 yards and score. They lead the defenders 7-0 with 10:43 left to play in the first quarter. Some of the sponsors for Dort College Athletics this year, the Dort Sports Club, include American State Bank, proud to support the Dort Defenders with offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Alvord and Hull, member FDIC in the community. Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ireton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Also, People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. So the Tigers here score on their first possession. One-yard run by Alex Dose. And the extra point try was good, making the score 7-0 in favor of the Tigers. Kicking off for Doan will be Pedersen. His kick from the 35, high, goes to the sideline. Taken there at the 17-yard line. Out to the 25, looks like Leonard Manuel on the return. And the defenders will have the football here on first down. Let's take a look at the Dort offensive lineup here. At quarterback will be Zach Barker. Barker, 5'8", 159, freshman out of Katy, Texas. Running back is Leonard Manuel. Aaron Francis is the slot back along with Trey Pickney. Wide receivers Gerald Van Grau and Sam Verhulst. First down and 10, the defenders have it at their 25-yard line. Barker over center. Gives the ball to Manuel. He's up for a yard and taken down at the 26-yard line. In on the tackle for the Tigers, number 34, Jeremy Wallace. Returning all-GPAC performer this year. Gain of a yard at second down. Barker with Manuel behind him. Two slot backs and both receivers off to the left side here. Pitch left, across the 25, 30, 35. That'll be close to a first down. Looks like they're going to mark him at the 36. So the defenders on that carry with Aaron Francis get it out to the 36-yard line, and it'll be first down Dort College. So the defenders starting at their 25-yard line. Have brought it out to the 36 on first down. This time the wide receivers will be split left than right. Again, Barker over center. Man in motion to the near side. Rolling out near side to throw is Barker. Sideline pass caught. Catch is near the 45-yard line. Making the play for the defenders on the reception. Number 82, Sam Verhulst. That's his 21st catch of the year. He's got 346 yards through the air on receptions this season. That's a gain of six. It'll be second down and four out at the 42-yard line. So the defenders trying to mount a drive here on their first possession. Barker again calling signals. Give it straight ahead to Manuel. He's hit immediately at the line of scrimmage. He gets ahead for a couple of yards. Jeremy Wallace there again on the tackle along with number 89, Frank Crawford. It'll be a gain of one. It'll be third down and three for the defenders. Football out of the 43-yard line. Defensive unit for Doan. They run three down linemen, Frank Crawford, Corey Velasic, Brandon Saratella, five linebackers, and they include Alex Thatch, Cam Lennart, Jeremy Wallace, Garrett Borcher, and Rob Keeney. Borcher, by the way, a defensive player of the week in the GPAC conference for his performance last week against Concordia. Take a look at the secondary in just a moment. Third and three, pitch goes to the left side, turning the corner. Out to the 46-yard line for the defenders is Daniel Fennig, and it looks like Dort has got another first down. So the defenders attacking the outside with a man in motion, Fennig, taking the pitch, and he brings it out to the 47. That's good for a first down for the defenders. So Dort with two first downs on this possession, have it first and 10. Going in motion that time was Aaron Francis, but now they're again checking the sideline and resetting the play on first down and 10. Francis again went in motion. A little confusion back there, and the quarterback Barker is going to call a timeout. So the defenders with a timeout here. 7:38 remaining in the first quarter. Doan leads 7-0. The defenders have the football to their 47-yard line. We'll be back in 1 minute. First down and 10, defenders of the football. Here's a pitch left side. Francis going to carry out to midfield and is dumped out of bounds just inside Doan territory. And we've got a defender player down near the midfield stripe. So Dort on first down going option right. They got the pitch to Francis. He was able to get out to the sideline. He's bumped out of bounds just inside the 50-yard line. It'll go as a gain of four. But the defenders here have a player down. We'll have an official's timeout. If you just joined us, the Doan Tigers took the opening kickoff, started at their 30-yard line, 70-yard drive, got into the end zone on a one-yard run by Alex Dose. Extra point try was good. It was 7-0 Doan, and now the defenders on their first possession start at their 25-yard line. They put together a couple of first downs and are now out to midfield, but going to see that injury here. Shaken up on the play for the defenders was number 22, Daniel Fennig. Full ahead of the sideline under his own power. Second down, six. That secondary, by the way, for the Tigers include the corners Kalei Jackson and Jershawn Walder and free safety Ben Muff. Second down, 6 yards to go. Defenders line up here. With Barker calling signals, goes back to throw, sideline pass, caught. That's for Hulse. He's down to the 40-yard line. And he's tackled there, making the play for Doan. Was Garrett Borcher. Borcher, 20 and a half tackles on the year, including 12 solo tackles. That'll be solo number 13. Another first down for the defenders. So the Dort College stringing together three first downs on their opening possession. They're into Doan territory, trailing 7-0. With 7 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Barker on first down and 10. Francis goes in motion left. Barker's going to throw for the sideline, and it's almost intercepted. Intended out there for Darrell Van Growl, but one of the Tiger defensemen stepped into the last moment and almost picked it off. The pass fell incomplete. It'll be second down. So back at the 40-yard line we go. As the defenders here line up on second down and 10. Barker calls signals. Gives to Manuel. Manuel will be stacked up and actually thrown back for a yard. Making the play in the middle, Jeremy Wallace. Loss of a yard for Manuel. And it's third down, 11 yards to go for the Defenders. So the Defenders line it up, two receivers, right and left. Back to throw is Barker. Pass is caught. Caught by Verhulst. He's inside the 30. 25, tackled at the 20-yard line. So Verhulst, a little route across the middle. The ball initially tipped off his fingers, but he reached up, pulled it in, was able to advance another 10 yards or so. So he's down to the 20-yard line, and that's another Defender first down. Four first downs on this possession as Dort is down to the 20-yard line of Doan on their opening drive. Little jump up front. Barker's going to throw in the end zone. Incomplete. We got flags down. About three linemen for the Tigers jumped, and that is the call, offsides against the Tigers. So five-yard walk-off. That'll bring it down to the 15-yard line. Still first down and five for the Defenders. Clock is moving, 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Doan 7, Dort nothing. But the Defenders here in the red zone, they're down to the 15-yard line and first down and five. Barker calling signals. He's going to give up the middle to Manuel, and that time Manuel busts ahead and gets into the end zone, or is he going to be short? They're going to mark him short of the end zone. Quick hitter up the middle. That time Manuel had an opening, and he almost got into the end zone before he was tripped up near the one-yard line. So first down and goal Defenders on their opening possession. Barker calls signals ahead. Manuel, he's into the end zone. Well, we're waiting for the indication. They're still checking to see if he actually got it. Yes, he did. Now the officials raise the arms. And Dort has scored on a one-yard run by Leonard Manuel. So after Doan opens with a 70-yard drive, the Defenders answer with a 75-yard drive, capped by a one-yard run by Leonard Manuel. On to kick the extra point for the Defenders is Barry Dykstra. Dykstra 16 of 17 on PATs. The hold by McLean. The kick is up. The kick is good. Through the uprights. The Defenders tie it at 7. So at 4:59 to go in the first quarter, both teams score in their initial drive. And we are at 7-7. I want to remember our sports club sponsors today, Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And the Van Engelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, we do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 737-6000. So the Defenders mixing the run and the pass pretty well. Sam Verhulst had a couple of key catches on that drive to keep things alive. A couple of big third down conversions as the Defenders strung together five first downs. And then Leonard Manuel ran 14 plus yards down to the one and then punched it in from a yard out. Defenders kickoff. Giese to the end zone. Taken by Josh Boggs, he's going to run it out to midfield or to the middle of the field, and he'll be tackled at the 23-yard line. So Boggs, a 23-yard return, making the tackle for the Defenders with number four, Trey Pickney. And now the Tigers have the football at their 19-yard line. Second possession. Tied a touchdown apiece. Phil Tramer's the quarterback. Two receivers right, one to the left. Lone setback out of the pistol. Give it straight ahead. Caught in the backfield. Tackled after a short gain. Is the Tiger running back. There on the play for the Defenders, number 77, Micah Applegate. Carrying the football for the Tigers, Clayton Moore. The gain is about a half yard. It'll be second down. We'll call it 9 yards to go. We're just short of the 20-yard line. Applegate, one of those three down linemen for the defenders. Snap is back to Tramer. He's going to sideline the pass to Moore. He catches the 25, 30, 35. Out to the 40, breaks a couple of tackles. Tackle to the 43-yard line finally, making the play Seth Vandervoort for the defenders. But Moore brings the ball out to the 44-yard line. So that's a gain of 24 yards. And the Tigers now with a first down. Tramer again for the pistol. Fakes the give. Options right. He's going to try to run the football looking for a hole. Now he's going to reverse field. He gets across the 45, tackled near midfield. Making the play that time for the defenders, Jonathan Gardner had a chase down Tramer. First he went to the right side, then cut back to the middle, and was finally tackled at the 49-yard line. So that's a gain of 5 yards. Second down and 5 for the Tigers. As we have 3 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in this first quarter, 7-7 our score, both teams scoring touchdowns in their initial possessions. Tramer now has 3 wide receivers out to the right on 2nd and 5, takes the snap, gives straight ahead. There's a little bit of a hole getting into defender territory is Clayton Moore, gain of about 3 in the play. He's tackled at the 48-yard line. So that sets up a 3rd down and 2 now for the Tigers. Tramer lines up with a shotgun. He's got backs on either side of him. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. They give it to the left across the 45-yard line. Carrying the football for the Tigers is Nate Meyer, and he picks up the first down for the Tigers. Mark him at the 45-yard line of the defenders. Second first down on this drive for the Tigers as we are at 2:25 to remain in the first quarter. 7-7 our score. Tramer takes the shotgun snap, keeps the football across the 45, is down to the 42-yard line. Defenders trying to collapse quickly on that. Seth Vandervoort there on the tackle for the defenders. Also there was number 95, Jason Goslinga. It'll be 2nd down and 6 for the Tigers at the 42-yard line. One set back behind Tramer. Fakes the handoff. Back to throw. Down the middle. He's got a receiver, but he overthrows him. Pass is intended out there for Jillian Gatane, number 87. Pass incomplete, setting up a 3rd down and 7 situation. The receiver had a step on the Dort safety, but Tramer led him a little too long, and the pass fell incomplete. 3rd down and 7 here. Clock has stopped at 1:32 to go in the first quarter. Tramer calls signals. A jump on the defender side. Flag is down. This will be offside the defenders. Swing pass, incomplete. Off the fingertips of John Tatum. Boring in to try to make the tackle is Chris McDaniel. But this is going to be a walk-off against the defenders. One of the linemen jumped before the snap, and that'll be a 5-yard penalty. Well, the walk-off is going to be down to the 36-yard line of the defenders. That's still short of the first down. 3rd down and 1 now. 3rd and 2 for the Tigers. That's the 37. Tramer is going to line up over center now. Eye backfield. It's a power set for Doan. Gives straight ahead to that tailback, and he's across the 35 to the 34. carrying the football, Clayton Moore, and that is a first down for the Tigers. So Doan now mounting a drive. As with a minute 19 on the clock moving, the Tigers. Moving deeper into Dort territory at the 34-yard line. Three receivers out to the right now for Doan. Trimmer gives downfield. Carrying the football again is Meyer. We might have a couple of penalties here. We got one on the offside, but I think we got a face mask on the tackle inside the 26-yard line down to the 25 down to the 24-yard line. So our referee is going to sort this out. Initially in the play, we had a couple of defenders jump along the line of scrimmage before the snap. Doan's going to take the face mask call. That was on the tackle on Meyer. And that'll be a first down for the Tigers. And that'll be half the distance to the goal line. They're going to mark the football at the 12-yard line. So Doan with first down and 10 at the Dort 12. Clock is moving. 45 seconds left to play in this first quarter. 7-7 our score, but Doan threatening here. They're in the red zone for the second time today. Trainer with split backs beside him. Got an option pass. They're going to throw it. Meyer going to throw it back into the end zone for Tramer and overthrows him. Incomplete.
Meyer's pass intended for Tramer is incomplete.
So Meyer lined up beside Tramer. Tramer gave him the ball. Meyer went right, then looked back to his left as the quarterback Tramer was headed for the end zone. The two defenders were there. The pass overthrown. It'll be second down and 10 from the 12-yard line. Clock is stopped at 28 seconds remaining in the quarter. Tramer calling signals, takes the snap. Across the five, or excuse me, inside the 10-yard line, carrying the football is Alex Dose. He scored the first touchdown for Doan. And he's run out of bounds. Inside the 10-yard line, they'll mark him at the 8. So third down now. Third down and 6 for the Tigers at the 8-yard line. Dose comes in with a play. Meyer lined up behind him. Receivers right and left on the third down call, and now Tramer called the timeout. Well, we've also run out of time. Clock has run out here in the first quarter. So we're finished with the first quarter of play. Our score, Doan 7, Dort 7. And when we return in 1 minute, we will start the second quarter of play. First quarter is in the books here in Crete, Nebraska. Doan and Dort tied at 7, but Doan is knocking at the door. They've got a third down and 6 situation at the Dort 8-yard line. In the backfield now for Doan is number 28, Clayton Moore. Lined up behind Tramer. The pistol formation. Tramer takes a snap, pitches left side. Moore heads for the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Moore was able to beat the safety coming up around the corner and is able to get in the end zone from 8 yards out. So the Tigers on a third down play score from 8 yards out, and that makes the score 13-7 in favor of the Tigers. Coming on to kick the extra point is Jordan Pettersen. The holder is Brett Iyer, and the kick is good. So an 81-yard drive. Cap by an 8-yard run by Clayton Moore, and that makes the score Doan 14 and Dort 7. Some of our sports club sponsors on KDCR include Boer & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at boerandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472, Brian Grunewig, broker. Jordan Pedersen on to kick off for Doan as the Tigers here score in their second possession. Alex Dosey scored the first touchdown. Clayton Moore the second, as we are just 4 seconds into the second quarter. Pedersen's kick is deep, and it'll go into the end zone, a touchback. Defenders will have it out at their 25-yard line. Good look at first half stats. First downs, 5 for Dort, 10 for Doan. Rushing, 8 carries, 34 yards for the defenders. Doan, 15 carries, 41 yards. Defenders passing, 3 of 4, 36 yards. Doan 3 of 7 for 44 yards. Total offense, Dort 70 yards, and Doan 125. That just reflects the fact that Doan has had one more possession on offense than have the defenders. Dort has the ball now at their 25-yard line, first down and 10. Here's the pitch right side. Trey Pickney trying to turn the corner, but the Tigers have sealed off the corner and knock him out of bounds after a 3-yard loss. Taking the hit for the Tigers. Number 10, Eric Schnacker. Loss of 3 in the play. It's second down and 13. So the defenders are their 25-yard line. Back to the 22 here for the second down play. Still in that basic set. Leonard Manuel at tailback. The two slot backs and the two wide receivers left and right. Barker's going to throw. Going to throw sideline, and it's picked off. And this will be returned into the end zone for a Doan touchdown. Doan had triple coverage on the play as Barker was looking sideline, but stepping in to pick it off was Jashawn Wolder, and he brings it in from about 20 yards out. Walter on the year with 3 interceptions, now 4. He's also scored his second touchdown off an interception. The Tigers are now up 21-7, or 20-7, given the extra point try here by Jordan Pedersen. The holder is Brett Iyer. Here's the snap. The kick is up and good. So the Tigers get a 20-yard interception return by Jashawn Wolder. And they go up 2 touchdowns, 21-7 on the defenders. 14:22 left to go in the second quarter. The defenders were facing a second down and 13 play. Barker had gone back and tried a sideline toss. The ball looped a bit, and that allowed Walter to get in front of it. Time the pass, get in front of it, pull it in, and run it in. We give the Tigers now a 21-7 lead, and they'll be kicking off here to the defenders. Pedersen here going to step off from the 35-yard line, get set to kick the defenders. Back deep is Trey Pickney, along with Dan Fenning. Well, Pickney, the lone setback, excuse me. And this kick, again, will go into the end zone. Touchback, defenders will be back at their 25-yard line. That's where they'll start first down and 10. So far today, the defenders rushing Leonard Manuel, 5 carries, 17 yards, and a touchdown. Daniel Fenning, 2 carries, 14 yards. Aaron Francis, 1 carry for 4 yards. Doan, Phil Tramer with 5 carries, 28 yards. Nate Meyer, 3 carries, 27 yards. Alex Dosey, 4 carries, 20 yards, including that first touchdown for the Tigers. Clayton Moore, 3 carries, 6 yards, but of course he carried to start the second quarter and took it into the end zone, the third down play. Defenders the ball, first down and 10. This time sweep it out to the right side, and they'll bring it out to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 6. It'll be second down and 4 for the defenders here at their 31-yard line. So Dort was stung on that interception and returned for a touchdown here. They trail it 21-7. Let's see if they can keep their composure and come back on offense here on a second down and 4. Gets straight ahead Emmanuel. He will get first down yardage. He's out beyond the 35 to the 36-yard line.
First down carry by number 8, Leonard Manuel.
Jeremy Wallace on the tackle for the Tigers. First and 10 at the 36. The defenders here looking sideline for the offensive call. Just the start of the second quarter of play, 13:15 to go in the half. It's Barker tries the option, and he'll be stepped at the line of scrimmage. Doan didn't go for that fake to Leonard Manuel, and they cover the play well, taking Barker down maybe a yard gain.
Saratella.
Second down, 9, football at the 37-yard line.
Second down and 9 at the 37.
Barker on second down. Option left. The pitch is to Francis. He turns the corner. He's to the 40, 45. He's pushed out of bounds short of midfield.
Carrying the ball for a close to a first down carry, number 27. Aaron Francis.
Jeremy Wallace was there along with Lee Jackson, but that is a first down for the defenders as Francis was able to get around the corner on that option play and brought it out to the 48-yard line of the defenders. Well, aside from that one mistake, Dort's been operating well offensively as they look at first and 10 here from their 48. He gives it to Manuel. He's going to go off the right side. He crosses midfield into Doan territory at the 49-yard line.
Tackled by number 16, Alex Thatch.
Number 16, Alex Thatch on the tackle for the Tigers. Second down and 7 yards to go. The ball now in Doan territory at the 49-yard line. So Barker calling signals on second down, option left, and he's tackled in the backfield. Knifing in there to make the play, Cam Leonard, number 27. The loss is back into Dort territory at the 47-yard line. So now the defenders are looking at third down and 11 yards to go, back in their own territory. Leonard, a linebacker, knifed in from the right side and is able to get to Barker before he could make his option decision to bring him down. Third down and 11. Barker back to throw. Draw play to Manuel, and he'll be tackled short of the original line of scrimmage. Call it a gain of 1. Tackled on the play by Ken Pelletier for the Tigers. It's fourth down now. The defenders will bring on their punter for the first time today, Heath Bonestro. Averages almost 40 yards a punt.
Bonestro, number 32, is the punter.
And Bonestro will be back at his 32-yard line to take the snap. Here it is. High kick. It'll bounce at the 33 and take a Doan bounce. The defenders chase it down and down the ball near the 40, 41-yard line.
The ball is down at about the 41.
Leonard Manuel got a hand on it to
first and 10.
Stop that bounce back toward the defender's side of the field. So Doan in good field position here as they will start this possession at their 41-yard line. 10 minutes exactly to go till half. 21-7, Doan with the lead. Doan scored on their first two possessions and intercepted Zach Barker and returned it into the end zone for a touchdown. Here's the give off the right side. Penalty markers down. J.T. Teixeira on the carry, on the tackle, rather, for the defenders. But that's a gain beyond the 45 out of the 47-yard line. Gain of six as the Tigers now looking at the penalty. Call is against Doan. And this will be a 10-yard walk-off back to the 31-yard line. Now the Tigers looking at first down and 20 on that play after the hold called on the Tigers. 9:45 left to play in the first half. Tramer at quarterback for the Tigers. Two receivers left, one to the right. Tramer back to throw. Out of the backfield, completes the pass to Nate Meyer, and he carries into defender territory at the 48-yard line. Also got a penalty marker down. Flag is down near the tackle at the defender 49-yard line. Got a face mask call against the defenders on that tackle. And that'll send the ball further downfield. So just when it looked like the Tigers were in a hole with a first down and 20, to get a gain out to midfield plus a personal foul penalty. That'll bring the ball down to the defender 32-yard line. So one play. An instant field position switch in favor of the Tigers here. Tramer now in the shotgun. First down and 10. Takes the snap. And we've got penalty markers down. They'll whistle the play dead.
Ball start on the offense, number 17. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
So a false start is a call against the Tigers. That'll set it back 5 yards. And Dillon now looking at a first down and a 15 from the defender, 37-yard line. Tramer on first down. He's straight ahead to Meyer. He's inside the 30-yard line, tackled near the 28-yard line. Seth Vandevoort in on the tackle, also there defensively for
gain of four, second down and six at the 28.
Dort College was number 17. Curtis Emery has a gain of four in the carry, second down and six. Football at the 29-yard line of the defenders. Tramer takes the snap. He's going to roll left. He's looking sideline. His pass is caught. Caught by Mitch Marvin. Ninth catch of the year. And he's got the first down for the Tigers. Football is marked at the 16-yard line.
First and 10 at the 16.
So the Tigers, after that holding call, all of a sudden moved into defender territory. On first and 10 at the 16-yard line. Tramer with Meyer behind him. Casey option, and he will carry inside the 15-yard line down to the 14. On the tackle for the defenders, number 91, Dwight Green.
Tackled by number 89, David Alderman. Second down.
David Alderman is also credited for the tackle there on first down. Second down, 8 yards to go. Football is at the 14-yard line with 7:20 to go in the first half. Doan leading the defenders 21-7 and threatening here again. Give ahead to Meyer on the option. He goes inside the 10-yard line, tackled near the 8-yard line. On the play for the defenders, number 44, Vinoy Harris. Gain of four more. It'll be third down and two, football at the 8-yard line. The defender's trying to dig in here. Is Doan again threatening? Third down play. Tramer takes the snap. Gets straight ahead to Meyer. He's hit near the line of scrimmage. I don't know if he got the first down.
Meyer,
we'll see
if they
mark the football. This will be close. And he will be short of the first down. So fourth down, a yard to go for the Tigers. The Doan is going to go for it here. They bring in one more running back. They'll run that I set with everybody in tight on fourth down and a yard to go. Football is marked at the 7-yard line. Tramer gets to the tailback. He's hit at the 5. That should be enough for a first down. Carrying the football for Doan was Alex Dosey, and that is a Tiger first down. Doan overloaded that left side of the line and got a good push off the ball that gave him the necessary yardage, and now it's first down and goal at the defender 5-yard line. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. The second quarter that turned into a disaster for the defenders when an intercepted pass was scored for touchdown by Doan, and now Doan's threatening again. Barker on the option rolls right, looking into the end zone, pass incomplete. Receiver had fallen down. Looked like the quarterback just bounced it down there. Keep it out of danger. It'll be second down and goal.
Second down and goal at the 5.
Tramer now is with two receivers to the right. Meyer, the lone setback. On second and goal, we got a jump now. Meyer gets the handoff. He will go the left side. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. We'll see if we got an offside or if that's an encroachment or a false start. We'll see.
Offside.
Nope, they call it offside defender. So Doan will refuse the penalty and they are in the end zone. So the Tigers score their fourth touchdown. Meyer, a 5-yard run. And they lead now 27-7 with Pedersen on to try the extra point. Holder's Brett Iyer takes the snap. The kick is up. The kick is good. Pedersen coming in today with 26 of 28 on extra point tries, and he's got four more already in this first half. 5:12 to go till halftime. It's Doan 28 and Dort 7. Some of our KDCR Sports Club sponsors include C&H Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park and downtown Sioux Center, or online at hiltrealestate.com. 28-7 our score. This second quarter has belonged to the Tigers, as they scored in the first 4 seconds to cap a 81-yard drive, then intercepted a pass from Zach Barker and brought that into the end zone for a touchdown. Then after Dort punts, took football. From the 32-yard line and eventually capped that drive with a 5-yard run by Nate Meyer. Pedersen kicking off. This one sails toward the end zone. Taken by Trey Pickney at the 2. looking for blocks, goes out to the 20, and he's snowed under at the 22-yard line.
Tackled out of bounds by several Tigers. Number 31, Rob Keeney. Number 23, Ben Muff.
Rob Keeney was the tackler on that play.
First and 10,
the defenders, they're at their 23-yard line.
Correction, the 22-yard line.
So Zach Barker lining it up on first down. Takes the snap, option right, he'll keep the football, and he goes down. After maybe a yard gain.
Tackled by number 46, Garrett Borcher.
We'll bring it out to the 28-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go for the defenders. 2nd down 9. Barker back to throw. Pass across the middle. Picked off. Back at the 36-yard line. Then the ball pops loose. Who comes up with it? Dillon had picked it off. And the defenders come up with a loose ball. There's no damage done on that play to the defenders, although that could have been disastrous because Dillon would have had the ball at the 36-yard line. Instead, the defenders hit the interceptor, pop the ball loose, and come up with a football. So it's 1st down and 10. Defenders actually gain about 8 yards in the play, 10 yards. They're out to the 36-yard line. 4:04 left to go in the first half. Zach Barker, option left. He sees a hole, and it's immediately filled in. Coming in to make the quick hit. Ben Muff, number 23. So Barker had a momentary hole before Muff closed the door on him.
Gain of 2 on the play, 2nd down and 8.
Gain is out to the 38-yard line. It's 2nd down and 8. The defenders working against the clock here a bit. We're inside 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Barker's going to drop back to throw. Pass sideline. Caught. Catch is made by Trey Pickney. He'd come out of the backfield. We also got a flag down in the Dort backfield. Barker was pressured as he threw. We'll see about the call here.
Personal foul, hands to the face on the defense, number 45.
Dillon with a personal foul.
Automatic first down.
With the hit on the quarterback after Barker threw the football downfield. This will bring it into Dillon territory. Out to the 47-yard line. So the defenders with 3:09 to go in the first half. Trying to climb back into this one. Football to their 47. Barker, reverse pivot on the option, pitches left side. This is Francis, gets inside the 45 down to the 47-yard line, or to the 42-yard line.
Out of bounds by number 9, Khalid Jackson.
Khalid Jackson on the hit for the Tigers. Football is at the 42. Gain of 5, 2nd down and 5 for the defenders. Splitting to the near side, Daryl Van Grouse and Verhulst is out to the right side. Barker is going to give up the middle. Excuse me, he kept the ball on the option. Fake was to Loken Vanavik. Barker carried over the 40. He's down to the 39-yard line. So that's a gain of 3. Setting up a 3rd down and 2. Rob Keeney making the tackle for the Tigers here. on third and two at the 39. We're at 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Everybody's coming, gives straight ahead, and the ball popped loose, and it looks like the Tigers have come up with it. Big hit there. The center's trying to carry it straight ahead, but the ball was popped loose, and the Tigers come up with a football at their 40-yard line. Cam Lenhart coming up with a football for the Tigers, and now Doan with a football after the defender fumble. And they'll have the ball first down and 10. Kramer with three receivers left, one to the right. Shotgun snap, gives straight ahead. Out to the 45-yard line.
Carrying the ball, number 22, Alex Dosey.
Dosey on the carry. That's a gain of 4 yards.
Adam Warnchef.
They'll mark him just beyond the 45-yard line. It's second down and about 5.5 yards to go. Kramer takes a snap. One step, left side, pass caught. Caught by Ryan Leaf. He's run out of bounds at the 41-yard line. On the play for the defenders. Atkinson, number 25. Also there was Thomas Newman, number 6. And that's a Doan first down. 1:29 to go. Doan in a hurry here. Sideline pass incomplete. Under pressure that time. Kramer had to get rid of the football. And it's second down and 10. So the football at the 36, clock has stopped at 1:25 to go in the first half. Doan 28, Dort 7. But after that fumble recovery, the Tigers now
second down and 10 at 41.
Trying to take advantage. They attack the defenders. Kramer on the option goes straight ahead, squirts down to the 37-yard line.
Tackled by number 17, Curtis Emery. Here's your winning ticket number.
Applegate on the tackle, also there for the defenders, Brock Dominguez. So 4 yards gain, it'll be third down and 6, and now a timeout called by Doan. 1 minute, 9 seconds to go in the first half. Doan 28, Dort 7, back with more in 1 minute. Doan taking a timeout. They have two remaining with a minute 15 to go in the first half. 28 for Doan, 7 for the defenders. As we are at third down and 6, the football marked at the Dort 37-yard line. Doan moments ago recovered a defender fumble at Doan's 42-yard line. Now they're looking at third down and 6 at the defender, 37. Trammell will have wide receivers right and left, two right, two left, lone setback. And Alex Dosey, Kramer calling signals. He'll option ahead. He'll get down inside the 35, down to the 31-yard line. That's close to a first down. Kramer took a step back, and then he went straight ahead at a hole and was able to squirt out to the 36-yard line, and that is a Doan first down. Clock is moving. 1:05 to go in the first half. Kramer takes the snap. Pass across the middle. Caught inside the 20 to the 15. Still on his feet down to the 10-yard line. There's the receiver in the play, number 3, Josh Boggs, and there's another Doan first down. Football is marked at the 10-yard line. First down and goal for the Tigers. Clock has stopped with 56 seconds left to play in the first half. So Doan trying to get into the end zone again here in the second quarter. They've already scored 3 touchdowns in this quarter, and they're trying to go for a 4th.
First and 10 at the 11.
This time, 3 receivers to the right. Kramer takes the snap. He'll take it up the middle. He's inside the 5. He'll be tripped up at the 3-yard line.
Bill Kramer on the carry.
That was a run all the way.
Gain of about 9.
And again, the Tiger front line opening a big hole up the middle. Kramer getting down to the 3-yard line. Second down and goal from the 3. 40 seconds left in the quarter with the clock moving. Again, 2 timeouts remaining for Doan this half. Tramer, one step drop, pass out of the end zone. Caught. Is it a touchdown? Yes. It is a touchdown for the Tigers.
3 yard pass from Tramer.
Scoring for Doan. They're plugging. So the Tigers are 30 seconds left in the first half. Are up 34-7. Pedersen's extra point kick. He is good.
Following the pass to Sam Neumeier.
35-7. Stone with the lead, and we'll have the kickoff from the Tigers in just a moment. I want to remember our Dort Sports Club sponsors, Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab with services provided by Julie Aaron and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 to be proactive. And by the Dort Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club today by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. So the Tigers here explode in the second quarter. They've scored four touchdowns and lead 35-7. Pedersen will be kicking off. Four down. This one sails deep. It'll be taken by the defender's Trey Pickney at the 4 yard line. He's out of the 10, gets ahead of the 15 before he's tripped up.
Pickney on the return to Doan Beckler, number 20. Jamal Patterson.
Jamal Patterson making the tackle that time for the Tigers. As the defenders here with 24 seconds left in the first half. We'll have the ball at their 16-yard line.
Correction, the ball is at the 16-yard line. First and 10, Dort.
Zach Barker at quarterback for the defenders. He earned the starting role last week against Northwestern for the first time. Gets ahead of Manuel. Manuel will be pulled down short of the line of scrimmage. Back to the 15-yard line, second down 11. Inside 10 seconds to go in the half. I think the defenders will let the clock run out here. That is the end of the first half.
Hamlin on the tackle. That is
our score. At halftime, Doan 35 and the Dort defenders 7. Back with a recap of first half scoring after this 2-minute timeout. Halftime here in Crete, Nebraska. For a halftime score is Doan 35, Dort 7. Football game that started pretty promising for the defenders. Doan took the opening kickoff after the defenders had deferred their choice. Doan put together a 70-yard drive, capped at a 1-yard run by Alex Dosey. Had 10:43 left to go in the first quarter. That made the score 7-0. Dort came right back. They put together a 75-yard drive, capped by a Leonard Manuel 1-yard run. Barry Dykstra's kick was good, and the score was 77-7. In the second quarter, actually through most of the rest of the first quarter, Doan marched downfield starting at the 19-yard line, and early on the first play of the second quarter scored on an 8-yard run by Clayton Moore. Extra point try was good. That made the score 14-7. Then on Dort's next possession, Zach Barker was throwing sideline. It was intercepted by Jershon Walder returned it some 25, 30 yards for a touchdown to make the score 21-7 after the extra point by Pedersen. Then the defenders marched downfield. They were able to get to near midfield, but the drive stalled, had to punt the football. Doan took the ball and was able to march it downfield with Meyer scoring a 5-yard run. Extra point try good by Pedersen, 28-7 was the score. Then the defenders were starting a drive. They were out near midfield and fumbled the football that was recovered by the Tigers. about 30 seconds to go in the first half. Doan came downfield, and actually at 30 seconds to go in the half, they were able to score with a three-yard pass from Phil Tramer to Sam Neumeier. And at halftime, the score is 35-7 in favor of Doan. Take another two-minute timeout, and we'll take a look at the first half statistics in our football game. Welcome back to Al Papik Field on the campus of Doan College in Crete, Nebraska. It is the time of our GPAC football game between the North Defenders and the Doan Tigers. Doan leading 35-7 at halftime. First half stats in the game. First downs, Doan 8, Doan 18. Net rushing, the Defenders 22 attempts, 62 yards. And Doan 26 attempts, 136 yards. The Defenders 2.8 yards per rush. Doan 5.2 yards per rush. And passing stats, Zach Barker is 3 of 6 with 2 interceptions. One was returned for a touchdown. He's thrown for 36 yards. And Phil Tramer, 8 of 14 for 115 yards and one touchdown. Barker about 6 yards per completion, or 12 yards per completion. And
this is our card.
Tramer about 14 yards per completion. Total offense in the first half, 250 yards for Doan and 98 for
now,
Dort.
I don't want to worry anybody. The golf cart was not actually in a collision. It was just repainted.
Two interceptions, I mentioned, by Doan. One was returned for a touchdown of some 35 yards. Time of possession, Doan 15 minutes, 18 seconds. Dort 14 minutes, 42 seconds. Third down conversions, Dort 2 of 4, Doan 5 of 6, and Doan 1 of 1 on fourth down conversions. Individual stats in this first half. Defender rushing, Leonard Manuel, 9 carries, 26 yards, including a touchdown. Aaron Francis, 4 carries, 20 yards. Daniel Fennig, 2 carries, 14 yards. Zach Barker, 6 carries, 13 yards. Doan rushing, Nate Meyer, 7 carries, 48 yards and a touchdown. Phil Tramer, 9 carries for 47 yards. And Alex Dosey, 6 carries, 27 yards, a touchdown. Clayton Moore, 4 carries, 14 yards and a touchdown. Leading receiver for Dort, Sam Verhulst, he has all three catches for the Defenders. Good for 36 yards, the longest at 21. There have been 8 different receivers catching footballs from Phil Tramer today for the Tigers. Clayton Moore, Nate Meyer, Josh Boggs, Alex Dosey, Ryan Leaf, Mitch Marvin, John Tatum, Sam Neumeier, all one apiece. Neumeier catching a 3-yard pass for a touchdown, the longest of those receptions, 24 yards to Clayton Moore. Punting, Heath Bonestro, one punt, net 11 yards. And all-purpose yardage, Sam Verhulst with 36 for the Defenders, 29 for Leonard Manuel, Trey Pickney with 28, and Aaron Francis with 18. All-purpose yardage for Doan, Nate Meyer with 70, Josh Boggs with 62 yards, Phil Tramer with 47, and Alex Dosey with 41. So at halftime, our score is Doan 35 and Dort 7. We'll be back with more from Al Papik Field in Crete, Nebraska after this two-minute timeout. Back again at Al Papik Field on the Doan College campus with 35-7 Doan leading Dort at halftime in this GPAC football game. Some other football scores for you this afternoon with 5:58 to go in the first half. Concordia leading Morningside by a score of 24-14. Also, at halftime, it's Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 17-3. Also going on today, Hastings at Northwestern. Tonight it'll be Midland at Briar Cliff. A couple of basketball scores for you as well in women's basketball. Dakota Wesleyan leading Park University 51-37 with 15:15 to go in the first half. Coming up later on this afternoon on KDCR, we will have women's volleyball. The Dort Defenders will be playing Doan here in Crete, Nebraska. That's a 5:30 start. We should be somewhere on the air at about 5:25 this afternoon. Again, Doan versus Dort in women's volleyball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. take another two-minute break, and we'll be back with more from Crete, Nebraska. Halftime at Alpapik Field in Crete, Nebraska on the campus of Doane College. Our score, Doane 35, Dort 7 at halftime. I gave you the offensive stats just a few minutes ago. Here are the defensive stats in our football game. In the first half, Seth Vandeport with 7 tackles, 5 solo, 4 assists. Benoit Harris with 5.5 tackles, 4 solo, 3 assisted. Jake Atkinson with 5 tackles, all solo. J.T. Teixeira with 2 solo tackles and 2 assists. Cameron Petrie with 2 tackles, solo and 2 assists. Cole McLean, 1 solo tackle, 3 assists. Adam Warchus, 1 solo, 1 assist. Chris McDaniel, 1 solo, 1 assist. And Josh Schenck with a solo tackle. Trey Pickney and Jonathan Gardner also with a solo tackle each. Doane has 5 tackles from Ben Moth total, 4 solo, 2 assists. Jeremy Wallace, 3 solo tackles, 4 assists. Jarrett Borcher, 3 solo, 1 assist. Alex Thatch, 2 solos, 2 assists. Kalii Jackson with 2 solo, 1 assist. And Rob Keeney with a couple of tackles. For the Tigers, Jamal Peterson also with a solo tackle for the Tigers in this first half. So the game started fairly even-handedly. Both teams scored on their opening drives as Doane marched down on their opening possession, 70 yards, and scored on an Alex Dosey run, but the defenders came right back with a 75-yard drive, and they scored on a 1-yard Lenon Manuel run. And then the Tigers took over. They scored on the next possession, a 1-yard run, or rather an 8-yard run by Clayton Moore, and then a 29-yard interception return by Deshaun Walder, making the score 21-7. Doane took over the football with 5:12 left in the half. Nate Meyer scored on a 5-yard run. 9 plays, 59-yard drive, making it 28-7. And then Doane recovered a fumble late in the first half. And they were able to convert it into a touchdown. Sam Neumeier got a 3-yard pass from Phil Tramer with 30 seconds left. 59 yards and 8 plays to make the score 35-7 here at halftime. Let's take another two-minute break, and we'll be back with the second half of play between the Dort Defenders and the Doane Tigers. A couple of minutes away from the second half of play here at Crete, Nebraska, the campus of Doane College, where Doane leads Dort by a score of 35-7. Other matchups this afternoon include Hastings at Northwestern, Nebraska Wesleyan at Dakota Wesleyan, and Dakota Wesleyan has a 17-3 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime. Morningside is at number 25, Concordia. Concordia had the lead at 24-14 late in the first half of that contest. And then tonight, it'll be Midland at Briar Cliff. That game played at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. Also remind you that tonight on KDCR, actually this afternoon, later today, we will have volleyball action as the Defenders take on the Doane Tigers here in Crete. That is a 5:30 start, and we'll be on the air about 5:25 this afternoon with coverage of that matchup. Well, this is the final home game of the season for the Doane Tigers. They have 2 more remaining. They'll be at Hastings next week and conclude their season. They will be at Briar Cliff next week in Vermilion and then finish their season at Morningside. So two Northwest Iowa, Southeast South Dakota trips for the Tigers to end their season. The Defenders next week have a road matchup at Hastings and will conclude their season at home against Dakota Wesleyan. Both of those games are 1 o'clock kickoffs. We're winding down as well into the volleyball season as the Defenders have 1 more matchup after tonight's match with Doane. They'll be taking on Northwestern next Wednesday, and then we get into the GPAC Conference Tournament, which begins the following Saturday. So a lot of things culminating here on football the next couple of weeks. Mentioned at the top of the broadcast, there are 5 teams with 4-2 records here in the GPAC Conference. And so far as playoff possibilities are concerned, Morningside, the conference leader with a 2-game advantage, but we hear that they're trailing near halftime of their game today. Two teams are at 2 losses in the loss column, Concordia and Northwestern. Of course, either of those schools get a third loss, they would theoretically would be out of the possibility of an invitation to the NAIA playoffs, as there's just one automatic bid from this conference to the conference champion, and then another or two, depending on the record of those teams that are bidding for a slot in those playoffs. So we are getting set for the second half of action. 35-7, Doan leading Dort. Dort won the opening toss and deferred their choice. They will be receiving the kickoff to start the second half.
Halftime score.
Kicking off for the Tigers will be Jordan Pettersson. He's had five extra point opportunities this afternoon, converting them all. Defenders have Trey Pickney, the lone setback. We're going to switch sides of the field here. Doan had lined up at the north end of the field, and now we're going to flip that. The defenders will go to the north end. Pickney, of course, the longest run, about 95 yards, back to the other end of the field. So we're set to go here in the second half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. John Slegers with you from Alpapic Field here at Doan College. As Pettersson lines up with his special team to kick off here. It's been a beautiful afternoon, plenty of sunshine and a light south wind. Temperatures expected up in the 50s this afternoon. Pettersson will tow this one deep. It'll go into the end zone, a touchback, and Dort will have the football at their 25-yard line. A couple of Tigers were GPAC Conference Players of the Week for their performance against Concordia last week. Garrett Borcher, a linebacker, sophomore from Pawnee City, Nebraska, had 10 total tackles, 5 solos, 3 tackles behind the line of scrimmage, and a special teams player, Justin Malik, junior, from Indianola, Nebraska, blocked a punt in the first quarter, setting up Doan's go-ahead touchdown in the second quarter. Well, here we go in the first half of play. The defenders have the football at their 25. Barker gives off the right side. This is Manuel. He's out beyond the 30 to the 32-yard line. Doan always stacks up the middle, thinks he's going to plow straight ahead. That time he went off tackle, and he picked up pretty good yardage. He's out to the 32-yard line, second down and three. This time, Dort will line up both receivers for Halst and Van Grau off to the left side. Barker over center, of course, the two slot backs right and left. Doan to three down linemen, five linebackers, and a three deep secondary. Barker straight ahead. Nope, he's going to keep the football, and he's tackled for a loss. Not going for that option for the Tigers.
It's a loss of about three.
Number 49, Alec McCurdy.
Second down and six.
And that's a loss back to the 20-yard line. Excuse me, the 30-yard line. It'll be third down now and 5 yards to go for the defenders. Third and five from the 30. Barker calling signals, and motion goes out, and now the defenders call a timeout. Barker got confused there.
Timeout.
As Aaron Francis went in motion, and Barker had to call the timeout. So with 13:34 left to go in the second half, the defenders call the timeout, trailing 35-7 here in Crete, Nebraska. Sports Club sponsors on KDCR include American State Bank, proud to support the Dort Defenders, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the inventory online at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. Third down, 5 yards to go for the defenders. They called that timeout as they had a little confusion there. Barker, unsure about the play call. and he stopped play. So we're getting back to work here with 13:34 left to go in the first half. Just underway with the third quarter. Barker back to throw. He's going to go sideline, and the pass is intercepted. With a jump ball situation out there, picking it off, Jershon Walter. That's his second interception of the day. Walter had position on the play in front of Sam Verhulst. Verhulst, the taller of the two, but Walter had position, went up and pulled it down. So Doan off the interception has the football at their 47-yard line. First down and 10. Tamer in the backfield, and we've got a tackle for a loss back there.
JT Teixeira on the tackle.
Carrying the football that time, Alex Dosey, but he was tripped up at the 45. It'll be second down and 12 for the Tigers here. As Phil Tamer call signals, two receivers left, one right, low and set back. The give is up the middle to Clayton Moore. He gets a couple of yards back to the original line of scrimmage. Seth Vandenbort there in the tackle for the defenders. They'll actually mark him for a one-yard gain, so it's at the 46. Third down, 11 yards to go for the Tigers near midfield. Tramer going to roll left, looking downfield. Pass is incomplete. Kellen Unbert was the intended receiver. Ball popped into the air, and he couldn't pull it in. It'll be fourth down, and Doan, after intercepting that Dort pass, go three and out. 12:20 left to play in the third quarter. Trey Pickney is back at his 15-yard line to take this punt. I believe this is the first punt of the afternoon for the Tigers. Defenders put on a rush, but getting it away is Brent Iyer. It'll bounce, and Pickney will let it bounce, and this will roll back to the 5-yard line. So the Tigers got it. A great roll that time, and the defenders in a hole here. They're back at their 5, first down and 10. Defenders have had a couple of possessions starting inside the 20, but this is their worst of the afternoon back at the 5-yard line. Zach Barker comes back to line up the play here. Barker over center. Leonard Manuel behind him. Option right, almost taken down in the backfield. He flips it right. Looks like Pickney carrying the football that time, and he gets a couple of yards out to the 7-yard line. Boy, they almost knocked down Barker in the end zone. John Malik on the tackle for Doan. Second down, 7 yards to go. Football is out to the 8-yard line, they'll mark it. A little more breathing room for Barker on a play that could have been a disaster. Doan knifed in a couple of linebackers and almost took him down. Barker calling signal straight ahead to Manuel. He plows across the 10 out to the 13-yard line. Excuse me, across the 15 out to the 18-yard line. So Manuel with a chunky yardage up the middle. And that'll set up a third down and one at the 19, they'll mark it. So gain that time of 7 yards by Manuel. Defenders call the signal. They're changing the play here. With Barker over center, in motion goes Pickney. Lines up as an eye back. Barker goes right side. Pass sideline incomplete.
Barker's pass is incomplete.
Tended over there for Verhulst, but he overthrew him. And that'll set up fourth down.
The down punt returner, number three, Josh Boggs. The punter for Dort, number 32, Heath.
So now Heath Bonestro will come on for the second time today to punt this football away. He'll be standing on the goal line to take this snap. Deep man for Doan is Josh Boggs back at the Dort 45. Kick is in the air. Boggs at the 44 calls fair catch. And Doan now with excellent field position as the defenders are forced to punt. And Doan has the football at the Dort 44-yard line. First down and 10. 35-7, the Tigers lead here in the third quarter with 10:34 to play in the stanza. Again, Phil Tramer at quarterback. He's got two backs behind him, Dosey, and also back there is Nate Meyer. Here's a pass caught just beyond the first down marker. Pass is caught by Mitch Marvin. He brings it down to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of 11 yards. And Doan has a first down here. So more pressure by that Doan offense on the Dort defense here. They lead 35-7, and they're trying to press the issue for more. Tramer takes the snap. Gives to Meyer. Meyer straight ahead, and he'll get a short gain there, maybe to the 32. Pile of defenders there to bring him down. He is off the bottom of the stack. Looks like Benoit Harris in there initially. Gain of one. It'll be second down and nine.
At the 32-yard line.
So both teams scored on their initial possession. Doan scored on their second possession. On Dort's second possession, an interception was returned for a touchdown. And that broke it open. Doan scored 28 points in that second quarter. They lead 35-7. Second and nine. Back to throw is Tramer. He rolls right, passes into the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown. And a penalty marker is down. Meyer making the catch for the touchdown. A 32-yard play. We'll probably have pass interference against the defenders there. Cole McLean was putting pressure on the receiver. Meyer got behind him and pulled in the pass. Could be pass interference against the defender, so that will be declined by the Tigers, and they are in the end zone again with 9:20 left to play in this third quarter. A 32-yard pass from quarterback Phil Tramer to running back Nate Meyer. Jordan Pedersen on to try for his sixth extra point today. Holder is Brett Iyer. Kick is up. And the kick is good. 42-7 the score as Doan expanded the advantage here with 9:20 left to play in the third quarter. Some of our sports club sponsors on KDCR include C&H Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ironton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. And Proactive Therapy and Sports Rehab with services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoffman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902, to be proactive. So the defenders here lining up to receive the kick from Jordan Paris Pedersen. Trey Pickney is the deep man back at the 5-yard line. It's become a long afternoon for the defenders here after a promising start. But the roof fell into the second quarter, and Doan has tacked on another touchdown here in the third quarter.
Kicking off, number 88, Jordan Peterson. Return man, number 4, Trey Pickney.
So the Doan kicking unit breaks huddle, lines up. And here we go. Patterson's kick. Be taken by Pickney at the 3-yard line. Drops it, picks it up at the 5 to the 10. In traffic, goes down at the 10-yard line. Pickney about a 5-yard return. Making the play for the Tigers, number 61, Andy Tatum, the linebacker. And the defenders now with first down and 10.
First down and 10 at the 11.
At their 11-yard line. So the Dort offensive unit comes out. Barker at quarterback. Option right. Barker keeps. He's out to the 15. Tackled at the 19-yard line.
Tackled by 27, Cam Lenhart.
Cameron Lenhart making the tackle for the Tigers. But that's a 9-yard gain for Barker off the option. And sets up a second down and 1. Then Grau will split to the near side for Hulst. Will be lined up in the slot on the left side. And Barker calling signals here on second down and 1. Pitch left to Francis. He's got a blocker ahead of him to the 20, to the 23-yard line before he's knocked down. Tackle made by number 3, Josh Buck. Excuse me, that was not Boggs on the tackle. But that is a first down for the defenders after the 24-yard line. So with 8:25 to go in the third quarter, the defenders now out of their 24, first down and 10. Barker on the option. Pitch is right. Ball is loose, and it's picked up by Doan. It's going to be returned back inside the 10 for the 5. Touchdown for the Tigers. Barker was hit and was going down as he pitched the football. The ball was loose, and the Tigers picked it up and carried it the other way into the end zone. So that's the second time this afternoon that the Tigers have returned a Dort turnover into the end zone for a touchdown. And they lead now 48-7.
Peterson for the point after.
Pedersen on for the extra point. The holder, Brett Iyer. Ball is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. 49-7. Doan leading Dort with 8:03 left to play in the third quarter. We'll be back with the Doan kickoff in 1 minute. 8:03 left to play in the third quarter. Doan kicking off here after scoring their second touchdown of this quarter. 49-7 the score. And that ball will go into the end zone, a touchback. Dort will have the football at their 25-yard line. In the third quarter, Dort took the opening kickoff, and on their first possession were intercepted. Don't have the ball at their 47-yard line, and three plays and had to punt. The defenders took the football and had to punt themselves, and then from the Dort 44-yard line, the defenders pinned Zach deep to start that drive. Doan put together a 44-yard drive to score, a 32-yard Tramer to Nate Meyer touchdown pass to make it 42-7. Dort's next possession, a fumble recovered by Doan and carried into the end zone for a 49-7 lead. So the defenders back out there with the offensive unit, first down and 10. Gets straight ahead to Leonard Manuel. He's across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Gain of 1. It'll be second down and 9.
Tackled by Crawford. Second down and 9 at the 26.
So the defenders here with second and 9. Then Grau to the near side, Verhulst to the far side, the split receivers. Barker throws sideline, caught, catching it on one knee.
Pass is caught.
Is Darylton Brow. He'll be down there at the 29-yard line. So that's a gain of 3 yards, setting up a third down and
that's
six
Jackson. It's a gain of four
for the defenders.
Third and six.
See if we can track down some other football scores in the GPAC conference. Three other games underway simultaneously to this one. Hastings at Northwestern, Nebraska Wesleyan at Dakota Wesleyan, and Morningside at Concordia. Third down, six. Rolling right on the option. Hustled down for a loss. There's a sack on the play. Barker tackled back at the 15-yard line. I think we might also have a penalty down. I did not see the flag. Yeah, we got a motion call against the defenders. That'll be declined. So a huge third down loss puts the football back at the 15-yard line. The defenders will be forced to punt here with 6:35 left to play in the third quarter. Heath Bonestro is back on the goal line to take this snap. Josh Boggs is back at midfield to take the kick. The breeze is working in the face of Bonestro. Gets a high kick. Boggs is going to call fair catch at his own 48-yard line. And that's where Doan will take over first down and 10. Tonight we'll have volleyball action for you on KDCR as the defender volleyball team actually plays late this afternoon on the Doan College campus. It's a two-for-one day here for any Dort fans who come to this game with a football admission. They also get a free admission to the volleyball match. And it looks like we've got about 100 or so Dort defender faithful here across the way at Alpapik Field. Doan on first and 10 at their 49. New quarterback in now. That's Brandon Stewart. Gives straight ahead. Ball advances into Dort territory to the 49-yard line. So Doan's starting to bring in some new people here with a 49-7 lead to try to pick up who some of these players are. Dosey is still out there in the backfield. Meyer will be split off to the right side. And the quarterback, Stewart. Now we got the officials' timeout. I think they want to reset the clock. Nope, we got an equipment problem. One of the defenders had to come off the field to attend to a problem with their helmet. And now the officials are discussing things at midfield. I don't know what this is about. I'm going to reset the play clock. 5:41 remains in the third quarter. It's Doan 49, Dort 7. Brandon Stewart in at quarterback now in place of Phil Tramer. Earlier this year was Phil Hamburger and Phil Tramer. Hamburger's been injured. And for a while, Stewart was splitting the duties with Tramer, but now Stewart is in here in the second half. Give off the left side, carry down to the 44-yard line. It's a gain of 5 yards. It'll be third down and three for the Tigers at the Dort 44-yard line. Doan of wide receivers right and left here.
Third and four at the 45.
Get a single setback. That's Dosey along with Brandon Stewart. Stewart takes the shotgun snap. Back to throw. Pass is complete. The tight end of the ball is fumbled. Loose in the field and Doan will recover. The ball popped off the hands of the intended receiver, John Tatum, but one of the Tiger wide receivers downfield jumped on the football. They'll mark it at the 33-yard line. So that is a gain of 11 yards. And that'll be a Doan first down. Well, now the question is, did he catch the football? Yes, he did. So Tatum caught the ball, fumbled, and one of his teammates recovered at the 33 of Dort. So it's a first down and 10 for the Tigers here. 4:47 remaining in the third quarter. Momentary timeout. We're going to reset the play clock now. First down and 10 for the Doan Tigers. Stewart Stewart hands off left side and tackled in the backfield is the ball carrier, Clayton Moore, tackled at the 36-yard line. Applegate in on the play for the defenders. And that's a loss of 3 yards. Second down and 13.
Vandevoort on the tackle for Doan. For Dort, the loss of three. Second down and 13. 36.
So now we've got two backs in the backfield here. Meyer and Moore. Here's a pass to the right side. Is it caught? Yes, they say the pass is complete. Low pass, but it was picked up by the receiver. Making the catch was Jacob Cornelius, who's into the lineup now. Doan starting to use some new ball players here midway through the third quarter. Well, we're down to 3:41 now, remaining in the third quarter. 49-7 the score. Doan to the football, first down and 10 at the defender 29-yard line. Brandon Stewart takes the snap. Gives to Moore off the right side. He's hit and brought down after a short gain. Atkinson. Jake Atkinson making the tackle for the defenders. And that tackle will bring up the ball carrier short of the first down. So it's fourth down and one. And now Doan's going to try a field goal. Jordan Pedersen on the year, 8 of 12 in field goal tries. His longest was 50 yards. He'll be kicking here from the 20 or the 31. It'll be about a 41-yard attempt. Brett Iyer is the kicker, or the holder rather, but now the defenders call a timeout. So timeout on the field, 49-7, Doan leading Dort. We'll be back with more in 1 minute.
The words veteran and homeless should never go together.
Michelle Garcia served in Iraq. Richard Stokely took the skills he learned in Vietnam and put them to use as a paramedic. But after they left the service, these veterans had problems with homelessness.
Homelessness is the worst thing for anybody to be involved.
If you are a veteran in need, or you know a veteran who is homeless or at risk of being homeless, call 877-424-3838 or visit va.gov/homeless.
Back again at Crete, Nebraska. Doan lining up a 41-yard field goal attempt from Jordan Pedersen. Here's the snap. The ball is up. The kick is long enough, and it's no good. Wide to the right.
Your score remains the same. 41 left.
So the 41-yard attempt by Jordan Pedersen is no good. Now 8 of 13 in field goal attempts on the year, but the defenders have the football. First down and 10. Ball will be at their 23-yard line.
First and 10 for Dort.
Again, Zach Barker has had the controls for the defender, the freshman quarterback. With 2:47 to go in the third quarter. Barker on the option, pitches, there's ball loose in the field, and it's picked up by the Tigers, and they're going to return it for a touchdown. So a mix-up on the pitch, the ball went to the turf. Coming up with a football was number 33, Jeff Kurtzinger, and he carries it into the end zone for a touchdown. So this is the second time in this third quarter that a fumble recovery has been returned by Doan and turned into 6 points for the Tigers. 55-7 the score now. Tigers been very opportunistic defensively.
For the point after, number 88, Jordan Pedersen.
Pedersen on to try the extra point. Kick is up and good.
Kick is good. Following the 21-yard fumble.
56-7 in favor of the Doan Tigers. We'll have the Doan kickoff in 1 minute. Doan kicking off here. Trey Pickney taking the kick at the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20. Penalty marker down, and Pickney goes down at the 22-yard line. Got into some traffic there in the middle before he was brought down. So the defenders, again with a football, 2:27 left to play in this third quarter. Doan leading 56-7. And we got a holding call against the defenders. This will put the ball back half the distance to the goal line. So the defenders will start this drive at their 11. Well, it'll be inside the 10-yard line. It'll be from the spot of the infraction, which was short of the 20-yard line. So it's back at the 8, and that's where the defenders have it, first down and 10. So to go along with the... Well, Barker gives it to Francis. Francis turns the corner to the 10 to the 15-yard line, run out of bounds there. On the play, Jeremy Wallace for the Tigers. It's a gain of 6 by Francis, making the situation second down and 4 here at the 15-yard line. Inside 2 minutes to play in this third quarter. It's been all Doan in this second and third quarters of this contest. Barker back to throw, looking for a target, now floats one out to the sideline. Is it caught? It is incomplete. Pass intended for Aaron Francis near the 40-yard line. Single coverage in the play, but Francis could get to the football. Third down and 4 yards to go. And the ball's back at the 15-yard line. The defenders have not had good field position in the second half. They've started possessions at their 5-yard line, at their 11, at the 23, and now at the 8-yard line. It's out to the 15 here, third down, and 4 yards to go. Barker rolls near side. He's going to keep the football. He's to the 20, and he'll be stacked up there. I think he's got the first down. They'll mark him just beyond the 20, and there's a penalty marker down. Barker was stacked up and then pushed back by several Doan defensive players, and they will call a personal foul, I think, against the Doan defense here. That would have been a first down anyway. Personal foul against Doan, so we'll tack on another 15 yards. That'll bring it out to the 36-yard line. So first down and 10, the defenders with some breathing room here. This is their best advance in the second half.
First and 10 for George at the 36.
This time the defenders will send both wide receivers to the right side for Halston and Grau. In motion goes Pickney. He'll get the pitch. He had to reach back to get it. Pickney's trying to reverse his field, and he'll be tackled for a loss.
Making his own tackle, number 92, Zach Moreland. Correction, Tyler Lee.
Tripped up in the backfield there. By number 92, Zach Moreland. Excuse me, Tyler Lee. Tyler Lee, a freshman defensive lineman, making that stop for a loss. Second down, 21 yards to go. Back of the 25-yard line. Barker takes the snap, rolls to the right, looking to pass. Pass is caught. Complete out to the 36-yard line. Back at the original line of scrimmage there. Then Grau made the catch. Excuse me, that was Verhulst making the catch out of the 36 and then stepped out of bounds. So it's third down, 10 yards to go. Defenders were pinned back deep in that previous play by the sack on Barker. So they've got to get out beyond the 46-yard line for the first down. Inside, well, we're running out of time here as the clock winds down at the third quarter. Barker back to throw. He's going to look down the middle, floats one out there, and intended for Francis, it'll fall incomplete.
Pass is incomplete.
pass incomplete down to the 25-yard line, and that ends the third quarter. So three quarters are in the books now. It's Doan 56, Dort 7. We'll have the fourth quarter in 1 minute. Well, we start the fourth quarter. The Dort defenders kicking the ball away. The Tigers take the kick, and they bring it out to the 23-yard line. That's where they'll have the football, first down and 10. A couple of other GPAC football scores for you. In the third quarter, Nebraska Wesleyan leads Dakota Wesleyan 24-10. Morningside has come back over Concordia. They were trailing late in the first half by a score of 24-14, but they've scored 20 points now to go up 34-24, just scoring a touchdown here to go up by 10 with 10:35 left in the third quarter. Doan with the football. Brandon Stewart on the carry. He options right. He'll bring it out to beyond the 25-yard line, out to the 27-yard line. Second down. Well, Doan is pulling their offensive linemen now, bringing some new people in as the Tigers are getting their first stringers out of there and with a 56-7 lead, getting their second line players some experience here. Quarterback is Stewart, takes the snap, gets straight ahead out to the 30-yard line, to the 31. That'll be short of the first down by a couple of yards.
On the tackle, number 47, Pandevort.
Carrying the football that time for Concordia, or excuse me, for Doan. It's Gavin Van Housen. Third down, two. Stewart pass, complete, out of the 35-yard line. That'll be a Doan first down.
On the reception, and the Tiger first down.
Seth Vandevort on the tackle, making the catch for Doan. Number 87, Dillian Gatain. So that's a first down for the Tigers at their 36-yard line. We're in the fourth quarter of play. Doan with a comfortable lead here. The second string offense, and at this point, Stewart hands off, carrying the football. Number 44, Donnie Hulbert, he'll get out to the 38-yard line, gain of two. It'll be second down and 8 yards to go. Well, now we see that Morningside's lead was just cut as the Concordia Bulldogs scored. With 6:17 left in the third quarter, 34-31 Morningside. Stewart's pass across the middle caught.
Tanner Thomas on the reception.
Maybe a yard gain in the play out to the 38-yard line. That'll set up a third down and 7. Making the catch, Tanner Thomas. 5'9", 165-pound sophomore. So Doan on third down and 8. At their 39-yard line, Stewart takes the snap, drops back to throw. Can't find anyone. Now he scrambles, and he'll be sacked for a loss. So Stewart brought down. That's the first sack for the defenders. And that'll set up fourth down. Looks like Vandevort made that tackle for the loss. That's some 5 yards back to the 34-yard line. So Doan will be forced to punt here. Brett Iyer will come on to punt. He's lined up at his 20-yard line. And the defender's deep man, Trey Pickney's back at his 30. Here's the punt away from Pickney. It'll bounce at the 40, and it'll be down there by the Tigers. The ball took a bounce and hit the cover man. Bounced into him. It'll be down to the 39. So the defenders, with the best field position they've had this second half, they will take over the football first down and 10 with 11:31 left to go in this fourth quarter. It's become a long afternoon for the defenders. They started out trading blows with Doan, but in the second quarter, the Tigers exploded with 4 touchdowns. 35-7 halftime lead is now 56-7. Here's a pitch left side of Francis. He's got a opening across midfield into Doan territory at the 46-yard line. So that's a run of some 16 yards. They'll mark it at the 45. So Francis turns the corner and is able to get down to the sideline. First and 10 defenders at the Doan 45. Again, Zach Barker, quarterback. He's gone all the way for the defenders today. Takes the snap to Leonard Manuel. He gets inside the 45 and not much more. They'll stack him up at about the 44-yard line. So a gain of one on the play. Second down and 9 yards to go. Well, now we see that the Concordia Bulldogs have recovered the Morningside fumble on the kickoff. Morningside has the football to the Mustang 20, trailing by 3 points. Here's to give to Manuel. He busts inside the 40, down to the 35-yard line. So Manuel, on the straight-ahead carry, got some momentum. Was finally brought down. Making the tackle, Garrett Borcher, the linebacker. The carry is down to the 35-yard line, and that's a defender first down. So Dort here in Doan territory for the first time since the first half. Looking at a first and 10 at the Doan 35-yard line. Barker, option left. Pitches to Francis, penalty marker down. Francis at the 30 to the 25, and he's hit out of bounds there. Well, they say he was tackled short of the sideline, but we're going to see about this penalty. We've also got a Dort player shaken up at the play back at the 37-yard line. So we'll have to see about the penalty after we see the injury here. Nine minutes, 44 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Doan 56, Dort 7 in this GPAC conference football game. Again, the defenders have another road game next week. They're at Hastings at 1 o'clock kickoff and then conclude their season at home versus Dakota Wesleyan, and that is a 1 o'clock kickoff also. This is the final home game of the regular season for the Tigers as they will travel to Vermilion, South Dakota to take on Briarcliff next week. And they will be at Morningside to conclude the season in a couple of weeks. So the defender player is going to be helped off the sideline. It looked like he injured his lower leg or ankle, one of the offensive linemen for the defenders. Now they called the penalty on that play against the defenders. Looked like a hold. They'll bring it back. Oh, it's not a hold. Major penalty, 15 yards. And sportsmanlike conduct or a personal foul, maybe a face mask. But the ball is now marked near midfield, the 49 of Doan. First down and 25 for the defenders at the Doan 49-yard line. Zach Barker, option left to Francis, to the 45, dives ahead to the 41-yard line. So gain of 8 that time by Francis, second down. And 17 yards to go. So Doan has got all of their starters out of there, I think, in the defensive side of the field. Loken Vanevecht is now in as a tailback for the defenders. Looks like Thomas Newman is the near side receiver for Dort College. Barker still a quarterback. Barker, option right. Pitch to Pickney, and he'll be tackled for a loss. Taking down Trey Pickney was Ben Muff. No, excuse me. Yeah, that was Muff, number 30, making the play. Nope, that's Garcia. Got a number discrepancy here. It's either Justin Garcia or Ben Muff. I think it was muffing the play, but it's third down, lost back at the 42-yard line. Third down and 18 for the defenders. Barker takes the snap. He's being rushed. Screen right side of Vandevecht. He's to the 35, spins down to the 31-yard line. They'll be far short of the first down, but another chunky yardage for the defenders there. As Loken Vandevecht goes down to the 31. It'll be fourth down and 7.
Last guy to the pile for Doan, 21, Kyle Dove. Fourth down for the defenders.
And the defenders are going to line up to go for it here on fourth down. They will eschew the field goal try. 7:40 left to play in our contest. Doan 56, Dort 7. Barker will step back to throw, looking deep, and the ball is tipped away, and we've got penalty markers down. We get a pass interference call here, depth of coverage on the play for the intended receiver. I am trying to make out who that is. We've got a second stringer in there at that spot, and we'll see to the penalty here in just a moment. Looks like Chris Sotsma, the wide receiver out there, got an interference call against Doan. And that will be an automatic first down. We'll see where they mark the football here. Sotsma was inside the 5-yard line, but they will mark it from the line of scrimmage. So we'll go down to the 16-yard line. The defenders have a first down, first and 10, at the Doan 16-yard line. So the defenders trying to get on the scoreboard here with 7:15 to go. Barker, option left, pitch to Francis, turns the corner. He's inside the 10, run out of bounds at the 8-yard line. So Aaron Francis has been successful at getting around the corner this afternoon. Has been one of the consistently bright spots for the Dort offense. Here, they'll be short of the first down by a couple of yards. It'll be second down and 2. The football is marked at the 8-yard line. Pitch right side, Trey Pickney cuts inside, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. So the defenders go option right. Trey Pickney takes the pitch, cut inside a tackler, and found a clear line into the end zone. So the defenders are on the board for the first time in the second half. 6:41 to go in the contest. Trey Pickney, an 8-yard run. It makes a score of 56-13 in favor of Doan. Pickney on the year. First touchdown, and now we got the extra point try blocked. Cole McLean passing into the end zone, but no one's there, so the extra point try fails by the defenders. And the score remains 56-13.
Doan fans, we have a lot of athletic events coming up, of course, tonight.
6:41 left to go in our ball game. I want to remember some of the KDCR Sports Club sponsors. They include Boer & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at boerandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And the Van Engelen Hoffman Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 737-6000. So the defenders today getting ready to kick off here with 6:41 to go, 56-13 the score. Kevin Giese to line it up for the defenders. Back to receive for Doan, number 44, Donnie Hulbert. Hover going to see the ball sail into the end zone and out of the end zone. A touchback. Football will come out to the 25-yard line. So we have 6:41 left in our contest. Down to the football, leading 56-13. Again, we'll remind you, we'll have volleyball action on KDCR this evening. Well, it looks like the Bulldogs of Concordia have not been able to overtake Morningside. Morningside actually scored another touchdown. They're up 41-31. Down on the option play right there. Ball carrier gets back to the line of scrimmage for their knockdown. So it's second down and 10 from the 25-yard line.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10 at the 25.
So the defenders still with their first-line defense in the lineup against the Stone reserves. Pass across the middle, incomplete.
Pass is incomplete.
In traffic, pass is intended for Zach Moreland, the tight end, but he never did have a handle on the football. Pass incomplete, setting up a third down. Third down and 10 at the 25-yard line. Brandon Stewart at quarterback. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Lone setback for Doan is Alex McCurdy. And here's a gift straight ahead, carrying out to the 28-yard line is the Doan ball carrier.
It'll be fourth down for the Tigers.
And the defenders knock him down after a three-yard gain. So it's fourth and six, and the Tigers now will give up the football.
Red Iyer is the punter. Returner number four, Craig
Pixney. On to punt for Doan is Brent Iyer. Be back at his 15-yard line to take the snap. Trey Pickney's back at his 30-yard line to receive. Clock is moving, 5:20 to go in the contest. Iyer's punt. Now we got a penalty marker down. Looks like we're going to have roughing the kicker. Pickney makes a fair catch of the 34, but that's a penalty against the defenders. Iyer got the punt away, but he was hit shortly after, and the penalty marker was down. So this will be a 15-yarder against the defenders. And Doan will keep the football.
First down, Dort.
Well, now it looks like they wave it off. So they waved off the roughing the kicker penalty.
And
the defenders will have it at their 34. In volleyball, Midland is playing Northwestern this afternoon. It looks like they're going to game five, set five in Fremont. The Warriors took the fourth set over Northwestern, 25-17. Dort with the ball, pitch left, penalty marker down. Francis gets it out beyond the 35 to the 36. We'll see about the marker. Illegal motion called against the defenders. That'll set them back 5 yards. So erase the play, bring it back 5 yards. The defenders will have the football yet at first down and 15.
First down and 15 at the 29. Here we go, D-Cross!
On first down, the quarterback in for the defenders, that's Thomas Newman.
Quarterback Newman on the keeper.
Replacing Zach Barker, he's out to the 33-yard line, so a gain of four of the play.
Tackled by number 39, Andrew Vincent. A gain of four.
So Thomas Newman,
at the 33.
Starting since game two of the season, gave way to Barker last week. And now comes on in relief here late in the fourth quarter. 4:15 to go. Second down, 11 for the defenders. They're at the 33-yard line. Newman, option left, crosses the 35, tackled at the 38-yard line. So a gain of 4 that time by Newman, sets up a third down and 6.
Curry on the tackle, third down and 6 at the 23, correction, the 38-yard line. Third
new wide receiver in there for the defenders, 86, Rockland Mao is out there. Now a junior from Meridian, Idaho. Third and 6. With Thomas Newman at controls. Newman will go back to throw. Now he rolls right. He's going to throw deep down the sideline intended for Aaron Francis. Tipped away at the last moment, incomplete. Getting a hand of the ball was number 12 for the Tigers.
Tigers have 2 more
games. Frankie Canavese, and that is an incomplete pass. Fourth down, the defenders will be forced to punt here.
2 weeks from today, they finish at Morningside. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff in Sioux City. The punter is number 32.
3:20 left to play.
Ira Nunley is the punt returner for Doan.
Keith Bonestro on to punt. It'll be taken at the 22-yard line. Hit immediately. The ball is loose, and it looks like the defenders might have got on it. The deep receiver, Frankie Canavese, was hit split second after he caught the football. It popped loose. Well, now they say the Tigers got on it. So Doan will keep possession of the football. The defenders did not recover that one. And Doan has the football here with 3:14 to play. Brandon Stewart is a quarterback. Two receivers left, one to the right. Here's the snap. Short pass across the middle. Flanker screen caught by Tanner Thomas. He's out to the 27-yard line. Tackle that time by Benoit Harris. Gain of 3, second down and 7 now. As we are inside 3 minutes to play. Doan 56, Dort 13. As the Tigers here trying to improve a 4-2 conference mark. Here's a give to the tailback. Coming around the near sideline is Mike Wiederspan. He's out across the 30 to the 31-yard line. That'll be a few yards short of the first down. It'll be third down and 4 for the Tigers.
Members of Alpha Omega for snapping the cannon. Thank you, guys.
Stewart at quarterback. Lone setback is Donnie Hulbert. Here's the snap. Pass incomplete, and a penalty marker down. Looks like the receiver was hit before the ball got there, and that'll be a penalty against the defenders and a first down for the Tigers. Making a hit for the defenders, Michael Dayton, the reserve linebacker, caught the receiver just a split second before the ball got there, so it's pass interference. The flag is at the 40-yard line. And that'll be a first down for the Tigers, where the flag was dropped. So first and 10, Doan, inside 2 minutes to play, 1:53 to be exact.
Great job at halftime as usual.
Brandon Stewart comes to the near sideline to get the play from his offensive coordinator.
In absentia.
First and 10 for the Tigers.
Thank our physical plant staff.
Stewart takes the snap. Gives to the running back. He'll be hit for a loss. Donnie Hulbert hit in the backfield at the 35-yard line.
Our very able and outstanding athletic trainers. We'd like to thank Mike Carpenter and his IT staff.
The loss back to the 36-yard line. It'll be second down and 14 yards to go. Doan will put two receivers on the near side now. Here's the snap to Stewart. He's going to go option, and he'll be hit for a loss.
Stewart on the keeper. We'd also like to thank our good friend Dan Papik of Great True Value. Just
taking the hit for the defenders was J.T. DeShera. And that's a loss of a yard back to the 35. Third down and 15. Inside a minute to play.
Thank you, Lance, and Mighty Tiger Marching Band. It's been a pleasure once again to work with you this season.
Third down and 15. Stewart looks to the sideline, gets the play. Call signals, takes the snap. He'll get to the tailback. Hulbert, he's out to the 35, to the 36. He'll gain maybe a yard, setting up fourth down.
We ask that you please meet and greet the players off of the field turf.
I'll put it at 40 at the 35-yard line. And that will be the final play of the game. Doan will just let the clock run out and end this contest. Doan improves to 5-3, 5-2 overall in the G-Pack. The defenders fall to 0-7 in the G-Pack, 2-7 overall. Final score, Doan 56. Dort 13. We'll be back with a recap of scoring after this two-minute timeout. Welcome back to Al Papik Field on the campus of Doan College. The Doan Tigers just concluded a 56-13 victory over the Dort defenders. Doan led by 35-7 at halftime in the third quarter. Dort opened with their first possession and were intercepted. But Doan could only advance three plays and had to punt. The defenders got it back. They, too, had to punt on their second possession. They were starting that drive back at their five-yard line. Doan took a fair catch at the 44 of Dorth and put together a 44-yard touchdown drive, capped by a 32-yard pass. Phil Tramer to Nate Meyer. And with 9:20 left to go in the third quarter, the extra point kick was good by Patterson, making the score 42-7. On the next possession, Dort, starting at their 11-yard line, fumbled. Doan recovered the fumble and returned it into the end zone for a touchdown. And with 8:03 to go in the third quarter, Doan was up 49-7 after Pedersen's extra point kick. Dort then got the ball, had to punt it away. And Doan took the football and moved it down to within field goal range. Pedersen tried a 41-yard field goal, but it was no good. The defenders on the next possession gave up a fumble. That was picked up by Jeff Kurtzinger, and he returned it for a touchdown to give Doan a 56-7 lead. Then both teams traded punts. We got into the fourth quarter, and with 6:41 left, Trey Pickney for the defenders scored on an 8-yard run. Extra point try failed, making the score 56-13. And that is how the scoring ended in the football game this afternoon. So the defenders with a loss dropped to 0-7. In the GPAC conference, and 2-7 overall. Meantime, the Doan Tigers are now 5-2 in the conference and 5-3 overall. We'll be back with more from Al Papik Field after we take this two-minute timeout. Welcome back to Crete, Nebraska, Doan College. The final score, Doan 56, Dort 13, Doan with a 35-7 halftime lead, and then in the third quarter, scored a couple of times on miscues by the defenders, returning a fumble for a touchdown. And actually returning two fumbles for touchdowns as the Tigers blew it open in that third quarter and won handily 56-13. We'll remind you that tonight we'll have volleyball action for you on KDCR as the Dort defenders take on Doan here in Crete, Nebraska. For any Dort fans who are here, they were offered free admission to the volleyball match for coming out to the football game. So hope to see a good crowd there from the defenders at tonight's volleyball match. Again, a 5:30 start. We'll be on the air about 5:25 this afternoon. Also, an update on volleyball. We mentioned that Midland and Northwestern are playing over in Fremont, Nebraska. That has gone into a fifth set. And last we heard, it was 11-8 in favor of Northwestern in that fifth and a sighting set.